The World Health Organization has released key guidelines outlining steps for countries to reduce new HIV infections and increase access to HIV testing, treatment, and care for these key populations. Studies indicate that women's sex workers are 14 times more likely to have HIV than other women. Meanwhile, men who have sex with men are 19 times more likely to have HIV than the general population. In many countries, discrimination is reinforced by laws that criminalize sexual behaviors, drug use, gender expression, or perceived sexual orientation. Michelle Sidibe, executive director of the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS, says these countries are stalling progress.
People must have the freedom of access. There is no space in the world for discrimination and unfair criminalization. Everyone deserves equal access to quality HIV services. We have a fragile 5-year window of opportunity because what we do over the next 5 years will determine the next 15. The world has to commit to new targets, to reducing new HIV infection by 90%, to reducing discrimination by 90%, and to reducing AIDS-related deaths by 90%.
However, where laws and policies support access to HIV services for these key populations, illness and death due to HIV among these groups has declined, and new HIV infection rates remain low or have fallen, especially among sex workers and for people who inject drugs. Dr. Rachel Baggerly is the coordinator for the HIV department at WHO.
The first step in combating these the negative environments that key populations face is the understanding that health systems and healthcare workers have a duty of care, and that anybody from whatever background they have requires respectful services, and it's the duty of healthcare providers to provide those.
A new UNAIDS report says new HIV infections have declined by 13% in the last 3 years, while AIDS-related deaths have declined by 35% and are at their lowest level since 2005. Dr. Gottfried Hernschel, the director of the HIV department at WHO, is positive about overall progress made so far.
Over the last few years, we have seen a very positive development of the global AIDS response. We see that fewer infections are occurring, that fewer people are dying, and that many more people actually have access to those interventions that they need. Let me use treatment as an example. We have now about 13 million people on treatment globally, which is a major increase just over the last year.
UNAIDS has set a target to eliminate HIV by 2030. Sophie Althwaite, United Nations.